my favorite guys there. So, I would tell you the same thing I told the media here, that both of them are great players. Unfortunately, in this day and age of the National Football League, things like this happen where players are with you for a long period of time, and then they go to another team, and they've done a great job of helping the Denver Broncos resurge here as a powerful football team. So I'm proud of them for that. But I think once a game starts, the game starts. I mean, that's how it works. And it'll be that way for them. It'll be that way for us. It'll be the same deal. So once you play the game, it's there. It's probably a little weird before it, but once it gets going, it's going. So.
Did you guys think you would have an opportunity to match on Dawkins and keep him? Or, I mean, did that, you know, train leave the station pretty early?
Listen, I'm not gonna. I never talk about that stuff. But I'm happy for Brian, and this was a great situation for he and his family, and it's a great city that he's playing in. And so I'm not gonna get into all the other stuff. That's not what I do.
Andy, we've heard horror stories about the Philly fans, you know, booing Santa Claus and all that, and then we hear that they adored Brian Dawkins. And what do you think it was about Dawkins that, you know, he was able to capture the fascination of that tough Philly fandom?
Brian plays every play like it's the last play. And that's what you love about him. I mean, it is 110 miles an hour. For him to be doing that the way he's doing it right now at his age is just a tribute to what a great player. I mean, you're talking about... He's going to go down, if not as the greatest safety to play the game, but arguably one of the greatest safeties to play. He's going to go down as that. Now, I'm partial to him because I think he's the best. But I know he's the best safety ever to put on a Philadelphia Eagle uniform. And he's even a better person than he is a player. So that's saying a lot. That's quite a package right there.
He's been in the box here been kind of a box safety for the Broncos, and is that what he did for you last year also? And, I mean, was he, you know, earlier in his career, was he more kind of a free roamer, sideline to sideline guy?
Well, he was our free safety last year, so he's playing strong now. But he was our free safety for all the years. And one of the great things you can do with him, however, is bring him down in there he's got a great feel inside that box, and he's so strong and quick and instinctive that he does phenomenal things there. But we use them different. But I think they're doing. Mike's doing a great job of utilizing Brian's talents and putting him in great position, and Brian's flying around and just making plays, and so. He's made that transition from weak to strong, from free to strong. Very easily, it looks like.
Given his deep knowledge of your offense, do you have to do anything differently, you know, since I'm sure he's seen these looks so many times in practice, etc.?
No, I think you just play. You know, I go back also to the coaches that, you know, I know Buck and Doc have seen seen everything we have. I mean, that's what it is. But so have the coaches. Between Josh and Mike, we've played each other so much over the years that Josh knows our defense and Mike knows our offense. So I don't think there are a lot of secrets. It's a matter of just getting out and playing football, you know, and executing and so on. And that's I think that's what it will come down to.
Andy, fair to say this year's offense for you and all the ones you've had there is a bigger impact offense in terms of big plays?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't had time to compare, but I don't think it is the right time to compare right now. I think it's time to try to get better, and we've got a lot of room to improve on in every phase, offense, defense, and special teams. So that's a February question that I can't really answer right this minute.
How would you say DeSean Jackson's doing in December then?
Well, that's a legitimate question. No, that's good. he's playing well. He's played well all season. So he's an explosive player, and he loves to play the game. That's the thing I like about him the most. He wants to get better every day, and he loves to play the game.
He seemed to, I mean, given where he was taken in the draft, he seemed to make some teams nervous. What did you like about him that maybe some others didn't?
Well, I brought him up here before the draft. I had a chance to talk to him, and I knew people that knew him and back in California. He grew up kind of where I grew up, and so I knew people that knew him, and I talked to them. And then his college coach, Coach Tedford, was very at Cal, was very upfront with me on things, and I had a great talk with him, and he's a straight shooter, so he told me some things. So, you know, all of that, I felt comfortable doing that.
Andy, I'm doing something on how tough it is to be a dad and be an NFL player and be in this NFL business, and I know you went through some things that were, unfortunately for you, very public, but could you speak to that, how difficult it is, and is there anything that you're doing differently now with the holiday season coming up as far as balancing the family life with this job that can kind of take up your whole life?
With a crazy job that we have,
yeah.
It's that's not an easy balance. But you learn to narrow things down. So if I'm going to go fishing, I'm going fishing with my kids, and if I've got time off, it's with my family. And I've always done that. And but even more so when the boys got into trouble, you just make sure that you've got that quality time, and you use every bit of technology that you can use between text messages and emails and all that stuff. Just good communication, I think, is probably the key to it.
Got any special plans for Christmas?
Well, you know, we get a few hours there to enjoy that Christmas Eve and then Christmas morning, and then we're kind of back to work. But we have a few Christmas traditions that we do, and everybody's home for the first time. So that's for the first time in a couple of years. So that's going to be, that'll be fun. But anyway, one of the traditions isn't hard for you to see. It's we like to eat. Kill our dad.
All right, thanks.
Very good. Do you want time for one more? Brian Westbrook's been cleared. What was that process like, and how much do you think he's going to get to play this week?
Well, he's in back in, so he'll be in the game. He'll play, and unless something crazy comes up here between now and then, but he'll have a chance to play. It's great to have him back, and we'll just see. I don't know a number of plays or anything else, but I just we're going to ease him back in there and see what he can do.
All right, good enough. Thanks,
Coach.